Ron Van Dam likes to treat every listener as someone with whom he is having an intimate, personal relationship. Although no money changes hands, there are fewer sticky bodily fluids, about half as many apologies, and he probably won't have to get rid of your body in the long run. Other than that, it's a pretty standard relationship for Ron. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Don't argue with me. I'm not in the mood. My name is in the title of the show. Your name is not, okay? I think I got up on the wrong side of the bed today. I think it was the side of the bed that's up against the wall. That was the problem. You know what it is? I think I slept wrong. I apparently don't know how to sleep. I slept wrong. I did not sleep right. The right way to sleep is to sleep. The wrong way to sleep is not to sleep. I think Shakespeare said that. To sleep or not to sleep, that is the question. I don't know if he exactly said it like that, but it was something to that effect. Sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and my back will hurt and I don't know why. Perhaps I'm sleepwalking and in the middle of the night I decided to pick up a large air conditioning unit. I have no idea what I did. I don't know. I slept wrong. I gotta get a book or a manual on how to sleep. Or I have a friend named Emmanuel. Maybe I should ask him. I don't know how to sleep. I'm doing it wrong. I mean, if I went to a sleep expert, you know, and they did the sleep thing, you know, you go to a place and you stay overnight and they connect wires to you, like an EKG, and they can monitor your sleep and see why you're not sleeping. I think all they'd say to me, Ron, we've watched you sleep all night. You're just doing it wrong. That's all. The hell did you learn how to sleep? They don't teach you that in school, do they? Hey, you know what, kids? There's a wrong way to sleep and there's a right way to sleep. They never taught me that. I don't know the difference. And then everybody says, you know, if you don't get the proper amount of sleep, it's bad for you. And people who live longer are people that sleep well. I don't know how to do it, though. I don't know. I should start asking around. Excuse me, you don't know me? I mean, you know, you're walking through the mall and I'm walking through the mall and I wanted to ask you a question.
No, stop bothering me.
No, that's not what I wanted to ask. Do you know how to sleep right? I mean, I've been sleeping wrong and I'm just trying to ask a number of people to get a survey kind of thing, you know, like, do you know how to sleep right? 'Cause I don't. And then the mall police come over and they arrest me. And I say, what are you arresting me for? You stop bothering people in the mall. Just stop bothering people. Well, let me ask you a question, a security guard. Do you know how to sleep? Do you know, am I sleeping right? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for being here. I've eaten 4 minutes into this program with absolutely no content whatsoever. It's what I'm known for. It's what I'm good at. just in case you're listening to the show for the first time, there are certain rules and regulations. Oh, there are. Oh, you can't just listen to this show and get away with it. You have to sign forms. Yeah, but first, you got to listen to this.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host.
That's right.
Do not attempt to try this at home.
Never.
Some listeners may experience nausea or vomiting while listening to this show. Please consult with your doctor or psychologist before listening to this program.
Yeah.
The Ron Van Dam Show is not intended for listeners who have had a history of high blood pressure or acid reflux. Women who are pregnant should stay at least 20 feet away from the radio speaker and should avoid listening to the show for more than 2 hours at any one time.
Yeah.
The Ron Van Dam t-shirts should never be worn in conjunction with the Ron Van Dam pants.
No.
Unless it is after Memorial Day or before Labor Day.
But even then.
Yeah. Please refrain from loud conversation as this may be disruptive to others nearby who are trying to listen to this program. Your enjoyment of the program may vary. It may vary greatly. Please enjoy the show.
Well, thank you for listening to that little video. Because it's a radio show, you can't watch it. So you have to listen to it. Okay, that's it so far. Now, in order to continue with the program, you have to sign papers that say that I am not responsible for anything that happens to you as a result of listening to this program, any kind of psychological damage. I will not pay for your psychology, therapy bills, that kind of thing. So, let's see. Let me just get the paperwork in order here. Okay. All right, sign over here where it says your name. All right, thank you. And print your name. I know you signed it, but I can't read it. I can't make it out. So print your name. All right, let's see. Date it. No, with today's date. Not your birth date. Oh, my God, you're so stupid. Date it, the day that you're signing now. There's a lot of papers here. Initial here. No, not there. Over here. And over here. Now the initials of your grandmother. I don't care. She's not living. I don't care. I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, it has nothing to do with this form. Your address, please. And your full social security number, please. And your credit card number with that 3-digit security code, please. And your sister's phone number, please. Oh, you forgot the area code. How many times a week you'd like to have sex? How many times a week you actually have sex? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Give me the paper. All right. Thank you so much. Well, that didn't take long. Now you can listen to the rest of the program, which, believe me, is of no consequence to you. It doesn't really matter. Later on in the week, I have an expert joining me on the show. He's a scientist. I think he's an astronomer. I don't know exactly because I don't know yet. But he's a scientist, a world-renowned scientist. And he's going to talk about this solar eclipse that's going to be happening on Monday, April 8th. Had it happened a week earlier on April Fool's Day, Monday, April 1st, many people would have said, okay, that's very funny, but stop pulling my leg. And by the way, when you're kidding somebody, do you actually physically pull on somebody's leg? Hey, I'm going to go to the store later on. Why are you tugging on my leg? Because I'm only kidding. Oh, you're pulling my leg. Yes. Who came up with that phrase? It makes no sense. A lot of these phrases make no sense whatsoever. I don't even start. Where did they come from? Was somebody drunk and just started blurting out various physical actions to represent something? I don't understand that. But there's a lot I don't understand. That's the thesis of this program, basically. I understand very little. I'm a little bit older than you are. Could be a little bit younger. I really don't know. I don't know who you are. But I've been around long enough to know that I will never understand everything about everybody, because there's no point, because people are different. You know, when we're younger, we expect everybody to be exactly like us. As a matter of fact, at some point in your very early life, probably around 3 or 4 years old, you probably say to yourself, this is all about me and all the other people around me, like my parents and all these other people walking the planet. They're just here for my benefit. And then you find out as you get older, no, that's not true. You're pulling my leg. That we're all different people existing on the same planet. Ooh, that's not going to work out very well. And in fact, it didn't. And the older I get, the less I try to understand everybody. It's a plight of many people to try to understand everybody and to accept everybody for what they are. Don't do that, because it's a futile attempt. People are extremely different than you are, not just politically, although that is the case, certainly now. But they are also, their thoughts, their ways of life, their likes, their dislikes, they're completely different from yours. Stop trying to understand everybody. It doesn't make sense. You're wasting your time. You can accept everybody for their differences, but you can't expect them to be like you. My God, if everybody was like you, I wouldn't like anybody. Ooh, think about that one. So I stopped trying to, it's not that I'm not nice to people, but I'm a little more discerning now. That's the great thing. I've talked about this before. The great thing about getting older is you don't have to give a shit anymore. You don't have to. I mean, you may still have to work to pay for things, because that's important, because we live in a society where you have to pay for everything. Apparently nothing is free except for hatred. That's free still. Anyway, yeah, I mean, you just don't have to, you know, you don't have to care. You don't have to, how old are you? Old enough not to care. Thank you very much. You've just answered that question efficiently. Anyway, I'm off the track just a bit, right? And I don't know what that means either. Am I a train? Am I a train that's going off the track? All these phrases, you try to compare something to something else as an analogy. They all don't work. Anyway, so a scientist, a solar scientist will be coming on the program. I don't know what if you... No, solar scientist sounds like somebody who's trying to sell you a solar system for your home on the roof, you know, to cut back on energy costs. I don't think he's a solar scientist. He's a astronomer kind of guy. So we're going to be talking about the solar eclipse. It's the full eclipse of the sun. The moon, let me explain it to you. The moon is in the air up there, and so is the sun. And when the moon juxtapositions itself right in front of the sun, even in the day, because the moon's always there. So the moon ends up right in front of the sun for a swath of the country can see that, and it'll actually look like it's kind of nighttime, or at least like late sunset. And there'll be a sunset on all corners of every hemisphere. That'll be the big thing that like amazes people. But it'll get so dark during the daytime, middle of the afternoon, that the streetlights will come on. Unless your streetlight is broken, in which case it never comes on. And you're supposed to look up at the sky and go, ooh, you're supposed to say that. Ooh, come on, everybody, say it once. Ooh, see? But it's a very, very narrow swath that goes across the country from Texas to Alabama to all the way up in Maine, Rochester, New York. That'll be the full effect of the eclipse. The western side of this country, this landmass of the United States, not much at all. I mean, not really significant. The eastern seaboard, especially up around the Boston and New York area, will see like 90%, up to 95% coverage. So it'd be almost full, but not that dark to the point where you'll go, ooh. Here's the thing that I'm trying to, and we'll have the expert do a whole show on it with me a little bit later in the week as we get closer to the date, which is Monday, April 8th. Here's the thing that I'm trying to put forth, because this is very important. And tell everybody, tell all your friends, please, because this is serious shit. If you stare at the solar eclipse, which one would tend to do without eclipse glasses, and I don't know where the hell you get those things at this point. Google it. I don't know. Don't look at the eclipse. Watch it on TV. There's going to be full coverage on just about every major station of this event that won't occur again until you're dead. So this is it, man. It's a once or twice in a lifetime event. For some people, it's once. So it's a big deal. So here's the thing. Don't stare at it with your naked eye. And, you know, I know Trump would, and he tried to when there was like a partial eclipse and everybody said, oh, Don, you're an idiot. And then, I guess that's absolutely true. Because he's Don, he doesn't roll like the rest of us. No, I can stare at the sun and it won't affect me. Oh, Don, you're so adorable. Anyway, sorry to bring politics into everything. Anyway, don't stare at the eclipse. Don't look at it, because you will damage your eyes. And you could actually go blind, not immediately, but slowly but surely. And I don't know where surely is. Slowly but surely, you will lose your eyesight. Don't do it. It's seriously damaging. And I mean so seriously damaging, it will cause damage. To the extent of how much, I don't know, but it could be blindness. Be careful and tell your children this, because they are usually the stupid ones. Hey, hell, everybody's stupid. Why should I just single out the children? It's because the children have an excuse to be stupid. You at your age, you have no excuse whatsoever. It's because you don't listen to things. You don't pay attention. So, don't stare at the eclipse on Monday, April 8th. That's my message to you. I'm doing a whole show just to tell you not to stare. If it was a visual show, I would hold up a picture of someone who was blind who stared at the eclipse. Again, doesn't mean you go immediately blind. Damage to your eyes, that's a sure thing. So don't screw with this. As awesome as it may be, it's quite dangerous as well. But it's an event, and again, it'll be on television, so watch it there. You know, there was a time when you watched events on television, it wasn't like being there. But now with these HD TV things and these quasar TVs, I don't even know what they're called, with the extra fine stuff, you can actually watch fireworks in color. Before, fireworks used to be these white, colorful blurs on a TV screen. Now you can really see the stuff. Watch it on TV. Believe me, watching things on TV is actually better than being there. I have learned that. I've been to rock concerts before, and being at a rock concert in a theater or in an auditorium or in an arena actually sucks. With people standing up in front of you, kicking their chair, singing to the songs that the bands are playing, so now I'm hearing to your lousy singing, and I paid $200 for this seat, and $200 would be cheap. Going to it live?
Yeah, it's the experience of being there.
Well, that's nice if you don't want to watch what's going on or hear it. No, TV's a much better way. You can actually see their faces. In an arena, no way you're going to see their face. Do you know what you do in an arena when you're watching a band? You're looking at the monitors that they have on the sides of the stage. It's the stupidest thing. It's the stupidest thing. I'm there. I'm actually there, but I'm watching them on TV because I can't see them with my eyes. It's so stupid. TV's better. Do you ever go to a sporting event, like a hockey game? Where's the puck? I don't even see the puck. Watch it on TV. You still can't see it on TV, but you cannot see it better. Everything's better on TV. Don't kid yourself. There was a time where that was not true at all. But now, with your TV monitor, HD TV thing, you know, that thing, much better. Much better. Your high definition HD, HR, 4K, 7K, 8K, 12K, I don't know how many Ks you got, but it's much better than sometimes your own eyes, believe me. And you want to make believe you're there? Pull your chair up to the screen and sit like 2 feet in front of the screen. It'll feel like you're there. You'll be able to hear it better. You'll be able to see it better. You'll be able to experience it better. TV's better than being there. We've reached that. We've reached that pinnacle in our lives, ladies and gentlemen. And you know it's true. Don't argue with me. Stop arguing with me. I don't do this show so that you can argue with me. Not that everything I say is completely accurate, although I think it is. But you have to just check it out. Don't believe everything you hear anymore, because somebody screwed that up. All right. We're going to take a break, and my guest will be joining us momentarily.
This episode of The Ron Van Dam Show is brought to you in part by Gary. You know him, you love him, it's Gary. Looking for a little help around the house? Give Gary a call. Painting, gutter repair, maintenance, Gary's your guy. Looking for a classically trained violinist? That's Gary. Does your kid's birthday party need a juggling magic clown? Gary's on his way. Can't perfect that chocolate souffle? Here comes Chef Gary. Tricky algebra problem got you stumped? Gary has the answer. Need a spleen donor in a hurry? Get Gary on the line. Want to start, continue, or complete your ninja training? Gary is here to help. Still wondering who murdered your rich uncle and why? Put Detective Gary on the case. Need an ancient Sumerian text translated? Give it to Gary. Trouble trimming your bonsai tree properly? Gary and his clippers are headed your way. Spouse unsatisfied in the bedroom? You could use a little Gary. Brought down a wild boar with a bow and arrow and need it expertly butchered? Sounds like a job for Gary. Need a rival bumped off? Gary knows a guy who knows a guy. Looking for a drag queen in a hurry? Gary's ready to sashay on over. Constipation? Time for Gary. Need a flamethrower for reasons you'd rather not discuss? Whoosh, Gary's got one. Thinking that maybe some unnecessary surgery is just what you need? Gary's removed more kidneys in a weekend than most doctors do all year. Wondering whatever became of your high school girlfriend? Gary knows right where the witness protection program put her, and he has her number. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, and for whatever reason, you know who you go to. It's Gary.
Gary is available 24/7 in all 48 contiguous U.S. states and by special arrangement for requests in Alaska, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Guam. Contacting Gary does not constitute a legally binding agreement or contract, and Gary cannot be held liable for any damages that occur in the course of fulfilling the request. Gary does not openly accept monetary compensation, although such compensation will be accepted if offered, and the acceptance of said compensation does not constitute a legally binding agreement or contract. Any arrangement with Gary will be considered null and void if you ever ask what his last name is.
New York City celebrity dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer joins us now, and she is, she's a dermatologist to the stars, one might say, where skin is a very important thing, but it's important for all of us, isn't it, doctor?
Your skin is your largest, most important organ, of course.
Yeah, and there's so many commercials on television and so many opinions on how to keep your skin healthy and young, and I get confused, to be honest with you.
I agree. It can be overwhelming. So I'll tell you what it's like behind the scenes in the dermatology world, where we have all the best technologies in our offices If you looked at people on the red carpet this year, you noticed that they had a lot of healthy, beautiful, glowing skin, a lot less kind of harsh makeup and radical looks, more natural. And you probably saw a few people, you're like, how do they look so good?
Yes.
Every year they just get better and better looking. And so they're doing procedures to tighten their skin. So the best procedure I like in our office is called Thermage. And Thermage uses non-laser. It uses something called radio frequency, and that causes some heat in the deep collagen, which gives you some immediate tightening and lifting and toning of your skin. And then that gets better and better and better for about 6 months after your procedure. So Thermage is once a year for tightening your skin and giving contouring. And then right on top of that, we do a laser called Clear and Brilliant. And that laser helps resurface your skin gently. There's almost no downtime. It's non-invasive. And what that gives you is smoother, silkier skin with a lot less sun damage.
Wow. So now celebrities use this, but can the general public actually get in on that?
Yes, I think the general public is the main group of people who are doing these great procedures. And, you know, even teenagers sometimes need some lasers. So after they have acne, it can clear up their acne. That's called Clear and Brilliant. People getting ready for their weddings or other events in their 20s and 30s. Now lasers are very accessible and safe. But it's true, like you said, it can be overwhelming. There's so many different brand names and marketing and this and that. So you want to see a board-certified dermatologist. Ask them what's best for you and check out the websites and make sure you understand what you're having done before you do it so that you can prepare and recover super fast and know what you're doing. So I can give you some websites if you want to hear and learn some more.
Yeah, I would like to get them. But, you know, usually in this field, we're talking about women looking younger. Men do this too, don't they?
Yes, I think the men looked amazing on the red carpet this year. And I'd say in my practice, I see more and more men every single week who really just, they are, their number one concern is like drooping and laxity. They don't like their jowls. They want their neck to be tighter. And I see the second concern for men is brown spots. They really want to get rid of some of those sun damaged spots.
Yeah.
So both of these procedures that I'm talking about, the Thermage and Clear and Brilliant, are really helpful for those two concerns for men.
Yeah. I mean, everybody naturally ages and things happen to your skin, but doesn't mean you have to look like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, we want to look ourselves, right? We just want to look our best selves for as long as we possibly can.
Yes.
So
that helps.
Yeah. So you have to take care of yourself, right? Sleep, exercise, eat well, use your sun protection, but you can make it even better when you come see your board-certified dermatologist.
Yeah. Do they still do the collagen injections? That sounds a little painful to me, and you have to do it a lot, don't you?
Well, collagen no longer was injected about 20 years ago.
Get out. How old am I? My goodness. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yes. We've got to update you a little bit. So collagen is no longer used, but what is used is called hyaluronic acid. And that's a natural protein that we all have in our bodies. All plants and animals have hyaluronic acid, which is simply like a sponge. It just pulls water to it. So hyaluronic acid is what most fillers are today.
Do they still have the collagen in the skin creams and things?
Not really. I think collagen is something that you hear about in supplements, and the science on that is kind of like not necessarily the strongest. But what we use in skin creams are things that support your skin in building new collagen. And probably the newest proof is that using LED light can help boost your collagen. So that's something you can do at home is use LED light, especially green LED light with serums and moisturizers and sun protection. And then seeing your dermatologist in the office for these really accessible, non-invasive procedures.
Absolutely. And by the way, before we get into how to make contact with these ideas, everybody, certainly over the age of like probably 40 or 50, should be seeing a dermatologist on an annual basis. I mean, that's what I was told.
I'm so happy you brought that up. I like to say everybody over the age of 18
okay.
should come see a dermatologist once a year for a skin check. We know melanomas can happen in the early 20s as well. So start looking at your own skin and then find a local dermatologist and just make an appointment for once a year.
That's really important. I was told that if your parents took you to the beach when you were 3 years old and you got sunburn here and there, you're going to pay for that when you're a senior. And I said, what? That happened like 60, 70 years ago. Yeah, but that's when it catches up. Is that true?
It is true. Your skin has a memory for your whole life. You know, you only get your one set of skin. So you got to take care of it and take care of your babies and your children.
Yeah.
One sunburn can increase your risk of melanoma. So it can even like increase your risk by 75%. So definitely no sunburns, no tanning salons, lots of sun protection. Go out and live your best life, but just be a little bit smarter.
Wow, that's an important message. Okay, so now we want to look younger, and these are ways to do it that, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't even know about. So how do we hook up with that?
Yeah, I'm happy to teach you about them. So Thermage.com is spelled T-H-E-R-M-A-G-E, Thermage.com. And the other laser is called Clear and Brilliant, and clearandbrilliant.com.
Excellent. Well, you told me stuff I didn't know, and that's always a good conversation for me. Okay, so those are the websites. Can they follow you, doctor, somehow? Do you do that?
I do. I'm on Instagram. It's at Dr. Ellen Marmur, M-A-R-M-U-R.
Perfect. It's been a pleasure. Well, thank you to my guests, and thank you to you today for being here. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode, but until that time arrives, I wish you peace.